Trey Walker.
Hey, Trey, can you talk about, you guys, you know, kind of gave up some yards in the first half there, but you got turnovers at crucial times. Can you talk about how important that was to this game?
Well, when you play in a great team like Miami, they got a lot of speed. And the first thing is you got to stop the run. Just like with any team, if you can manage to stop that run and close off those yards, then you'll be just fine. And that's what we try to do.
Did you see this one coming?
I can't tell you what. I honestly didn't. I didn't see it coming like this. But I'm very thankful for it. Miami could have had off day today. They're a great team. Don't get it twisted at all. But we just played sound ball today. Everybody just did their job. No one tried to do extra. And we were victorious in the end.
How huge a momentum swing was that to get that early turnover?
It was a huge turnaround for us, just with our spirits. A lot of times when you start off a game, people don't understand it's the little inches that count. And those was one of those little inches that just got the game turned around. We got scores on the board, and really it just turned around the game.
Curry Sexton.
You know, it's just we've gotten the perfect call in the perfect situation. You know, they played the perfect coverage for that call. And Colin saw that it was going to work, and the corner dropped, and they dropped into cover three. And, you know, I don't think I could have been more open, and Colin couldn't have thrown a better ball. So it was just a good situation, and we executed it very well.
What was the feeling when you caught that ball?
To be honest, I can't remember. I didn't even know what was going through my head. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what – I mean, I never thought about, like, you know, what you don't think about what you're going to do. I was actually just talking right before that. Deontay Burton was like, what would you ever do if you scored? And I said, I don't know. So I just took off running, but – kind of just pandemonium, really. So
what was it feeling like when you finally got into that end zone?
Crazy. I mean, kind of like a dream come true. I know I've said that 1,000 times, but it really was, you know, something I've dreamed of since I was a little kid, and, you know, it's pretty surreal.
What was the play called?
I don't know if I could share that with you, okay. But it was a sort of, you know, a kind of a four vertical type of look. So
Curry. Talk about the special teams today. Guys really did a good job on kickoff coverage. I mean, other than the last one.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's something we take a lot of pride in. We put a lot of work in our special teams, and you know, we've done well so far. And it's kind of sad to see that last one get out, you know, like it did, because we had a pretty good day on kickoff and all the special teams across the board for the most part. So, you know, we'll have to go back to the drawing board and we'll have to correct those mistakes that we made on that last kickoff. But, you know, I think for the most part we've done well. We've made some plays, and you know, it's, you know, it's all kind of come together. So
in your mind on that touchdown, did that kind of exemplify the fact that things were clicking so well for this team really?
I think so, and I think, you know, the main thing is the coaches just put us in such a, you know, we had such a good game plan, and we also, all they, you know, they told us, you go out there and execute and we're going to do good things. And I think that was the main thing, is we went out there and we did what they, you know, what we had practiced all week, and I think things were clicking. You know, we were getting good yardage on first down, and that's something that we really try to do, because, you know, if you could put yourself in third and short situations, those are a lot easier to convert than third and long situations. And I think that's something that we did most of the game. And when we did get in third and long, we got in the right calls and we made some plays. So I think
– Chris Harper.
Behind the back pass supposed to be.
I mean, it was a pretty sweet play. I thought we just didn't get it done, you know. It would have been the first time I ever seen that play, so, you know, we got a little bit of pub from it too, but just didn't work out. It didn't work out how we practiced it. So
how much has it ever been used, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty, that I know of. I mean, so I was pretty excited about it, and we didn't get it. So
how much was it worked on in practice? Like, how many reps do you think you got of it?
We got a little bit. I thought we had it. Like, I thought we had it down. You know, they kind of. I think they showed us a little bit of a different look. But, you know, we just didn't execute.
How sweet is this win, and how balanced and well did the offense?
Oh, it was great. You know, I just seen Colin's stats. He was went 9 for 11 or something like that. So it was real efficient. And we ran the ball on him. It was real balanced. You know, it was pretty balanced all the way around. I think we got 500 yards total offense. I don't remember us ever getting that since I've been here. So, I mean, we were rolling today.
How good do you feel about this football team right now?
I feel good. I feel really good. You know, I'm not going to say that I didn't expect, you know, to come out and play well. You know, I did. You know, I always expect to come out and play well every week, and we came out and executed tonight.
Jared Milo.
Ferg battled it out, you know, gave it all. And then, like I said, I didn't even find out till last week, till that Thursday, that I was going to be starting. So, you know, I just try to step up my play and just try to do the best I can for the team, basically.
What do you think maybe kind of put you over the top to get that starting position?
I really don't know. I just go out there and practice, you know, and try to compete as much as I can. I look at it as I got to compete. That's all I can do. So whatever had put me at top, I really don't know. I just go out there and compete.
What about your strengths? I mean, what do you feel like you're doing the best out there right now?
Basically tackling. I know they talked about our defense kind of let things over the top a lot last year. So I feel like we don't let as much over the top. Everything we got today was really short route. So, you know, tackling and keeping things underneath instead of the ball going over the top.
Really came. How much of a difference did the pass rush make today as opposed to last week? Seems like you guys got to the quarterback a lot more.
Pass rush was great today. Like I said, last week a lot of people didn't want to give us a lot of credit. This week we came out, you know, we really did a lot of good things. You got to go back and watch the film, but I felt we did a lot of good things today.
What is it with you guys as a defense in the red zone? You guys are so good this year and last year also in the red zone.
Yeah,
down.
That's one of Coach Hayes and, you know, Coach Snyder's biggest thing is stop the red zone. We know the red zone is big for us because we don't want to let them score. So, you know, we just kind of come out there and buckle up and, you know, try to keep them out the end zone.
Does it take kind of a different mentality as a defense to really buckle up, as you say, down there? Because, you know, things can get kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of focus in more. I mean, obviously on long drives, you know what you have to do. But when you come to the red zone, you know you got to make a stop. And it's all about lockdown down there. And that's what we come to do.
Thank you.
Go through that touchdown-saving tackle in the first quarter.
I just seen him. I seen him catch the ball, and I'm thinking, man, I got to get him. And we don't want to let him score no touchdown. Obviously, you know, that could keep him in field goal range, so I just try to come down and get him.
Yeah, that tight end was huge tackle.
Yeah. He's real fast. He's faster than I expected. But I just try to spin down there and get the tackle.
Probably one of the biggest guys you've had to tackle.
Oh, yeah, so far.
Thank you,
Jeremy. Tyler Lockett.
10 tackles,
yeah.
Two for loss, one sack. So,
no, sir. Arthur, we don't really hear him talk a lot, you know, just when the game's about to go on. But you always know that he has his head on straight and that he's ready to play as hard as he can, as tough as he can every game. He doesn't hold up, you know, he doesn't hold up anything back. He goes hard every single thing, every single play, and that's what makes him real special.
You watching the defense, you know, on being an offensive player, just how dominating was the defense today? I mean, they suffocated him on a run game like 44 yards or something off the top of my head.
Yes, sir. I think the defense did great today. You know, they practiced real well going into this week. And just to be able to prepare for them like they did, you know, and Ty did real good, Arthur did good, Tug did good. Like I said, it was a team effort. Everybody did their part, and that's what made us successful today.
Tyler, it's a different responsibility when you're the team that's expected to win. You guys went down there a year ago as a double-digit underdog. Today you went in as the favorite. You imposed your will, and you took care of business. It's a different responsibility when you're the team that's being the hunted instead of the hunter, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Well, we know there's still some people looking down on us. You know, they think that last year was a fluke, and that's okay with us because we're not really concerned with what everybody else thinks. Like we said, Coach Snyder emphasizes to be 1-0 each and every day, and as long as we're 1-0 in practice, 1-0 in the classroom, mm-hmm. we know that it's going to be able to come out on the field. So that's the big thing, is just knowing that if it's we all we got, then we're all we got.
104 points, I think, by my counting, in 2 weeks. That's pretty explosive stuff.
Yes, sir. Well, we had to first do it in camp. We had to do it in spring ball. And just, you know, seeing us play from this year to last year, you can see that we gotten a lot better as a team, but we can't stop there.
Swarm to the ball, move fast, get aligned right, and just really go out there and make plays. I feel like we did that today.
Talk about you coming off the edge. It seemed like you were kind of playing that rush in a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, different situation. I'm coming off the edge, rushing at the stand-up DN spot, and just switch it up and get the offense a little bit more to prepare for every week and just give them a different look from they're maybe not ready for.
Do you like playing there a little bit more than the linebacker position?
I like them both the same. We're out there making plays the whole defense, so I feel like I can contribute to the team in a lot of different ways, so I like both of them.
What were the keys in the red zone, holding them to field goals early?
We were just out there just hungry as a defense, to say the truth. We want to go out there and make a statement. Our starting defense hadn't had a touchdown scored on us in 2 weeks, and we're out there, we're just hungry. We want to keep building off that and keep working hard.
Violet Dewey.
Is that right?
Yeah. What we wanted to do was to improve from week one to week two, and playing against going against Miami, we knew that we had to step up our game because they're an excellent football team.
You guys had zero sacks last week, five this week. What was the difference?
I think with the first game, we had first game jitters. But then going into week two, we cleaned up everything with our pass rush. Got everything calmed down with all the D linemen, and everybody made plays today.
anything in particular you want to improve on as you go forward, even though things look so good today?
We still got to work on our pass rush. We still want to help out the DBs, not having them to cover 7 seconds, 8 seconds, just to help them out and help ourselves out as well.
How good did it feel to sack a quarterback again?
It felt good. It's been a while.
Talk about like a team like Miami, a tradition rich team, a well-known national brand. Is that something maybe gets you up a little bit more too?
We knew that we was going to play a good team in Miami with watching them on film with Boston College and everything and how they came back. We knew that we couldn't let up with everything that we was doing defensively.
Had to be pretty happy to slow down the rushing.
Yes.
Yes,
especially playing against Duke Johnson. Is it Duke Johnson? Yeah, especially playing with him, seeing him on film and how he can hit the hole and just take over with his speed at the end of his run. So it felt really good.
Vi, before the game, I saw you kind of bring the DTs over during drills. What were you saying to him? You're usually not the vocal kind of guy.
I just told him that we can't play scared. If we want to help out the defense, we gotta take care of our business. We gotta help out the linebackers, just taking care of the old linemen, not to block the linebackers so they can make plays.
John Hubert.
To win a game like this, and to win a game in the manner in which you did, where you just dominated really from start to finish, what does that do for a football team, and what does it say about Kansas State?
It says that we can compete, and we can compete at the level that everybody else compete. Everybody's talking about in the top 10, and that just make a statement to everybody out there that we're one of the dominant teams also.
Thanks, John.
This game almost gave you more confidence than week one because you really did it all 4 quarters. It seemed like you had whatever you wanted on offense.
Yeah, I say we have more confidence, but I just say, we just want to go out and start fast and get on them and stay on them and keep pounding, just what we did, and it came out. It was a great win, a great feeling.
Do you have something with Miami? I mean, everybody talks about Arthur, but you've had two games against them now, probably two of your better.
I just feel like, every time we play the U, everybody get excited, get crunk, cause the U coming in town, woo the woo. So I just feel like, it's my time just to shine, just step up to, have a big game. And, every day, every time it's a big game, I just want to go out and do my best and compete.
Is this as sound as you guys have been offensively for a whole game? It just seemed like every facet today was.
Yeah, I feel like today. Well, since I've been here, the 4 years I've been here, the offense, I never seen the offense play as complete like we did today. And everything was there, everything was working. The running game was working, pass game working, and everything was on just hitting today.
And could you talk a little bit about the offensive line? You've had some injuries there, and guys have stepped in. It seemed like you didn't miss a beat today.
Yeah, I just tip my hats off to guys. Those guys practice hard every day, and they have some great blocks that open up some holes, and I just tip my hats off because y'all started up front, and I couldn't do it without them.
Hey, John, talk about Miami. They came in a lot of swagger. They were a tradition like that. It seemed like they were pretty quiet by that third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, Miami's a team, a big, big physical team, and, got speed. But, like Coach Nader said, we should just go out and compete and, play to the best ability that we can and keep pounding them, and eventually somebody got a break.
You've had two games already, pretty good over 100 yards. What else do you think you can do improve on?
Just keep being consistent and just keep improving. Keep blocking, keep running hard, and just keep finishing runs.
How tough is it to keep the same level of focus and attention preparing for a team when you go from like a Missouri State to Miami, then back to North Texas, and then Oklahoma?
I think it's kind of the same. I mean, we just look at all the team the same, one at a time, just taking one at a time, and we everybody that we play, they all got a potential to be good, be great. So we just look at them and study film and just go out and compete.
Arthur Brown.
A lot of the guys out there, they kept saying, this is fun. This is what we play for. This is what we prepare for. So just being able to go out there and play fluent and play together, that was very enjoyable.
What's going on with this defense? Give me a definition. How would you describe this group right now, 8 quarters into the season?
A solid group of guys that recognize that the ability that we have together. The sky's the limit. We can always improve. We can always do better. I'm just thankful for the opportunity we had today to go out and show that we can be successful.
Pressure on the quarterback, that was a key, too. You guys were able to make him move a little bit, got to some happy feet a couple of times, and you got to lay some lumber too.
Oh, definitely. You know, that was one of our goals this week to affect the quarterback. And our D-line did a great job of doing that, which allowed, you know, our safeties and our linebackers to really play their game.
What's more satisfying? Last year, goal line stand, or this year, blowout at home in front of the home fans?
last year was definitely, intense. It was great, great to watch. But really just, I would have to say this year tops it, just being able to be out there and see our defense, see our offense really play together. And I know that's going to carry on throughout the season.
You hear so much about Miami's speed, but then when I watch you guys and the three of you backers in particular and the way that you guys are able to go east-west, do you guys carry a little bit of a chip on your shoulder when you hear about teams coming in with all of this speed and say, hey, wait a minute, we can cover a little ground ourselves?
We don't consider it to be disrespect. You know, we recognize our abilities and what we're able to do. And we respect, what they've got, their guys can do. So we're definitely, just like I said, thankful for the opportunity to be able to compete with such a great, great team.
For you personally, was this even a little more special since it was Miami?
Was this particular game more?
No, since you played there. A little more pumped up for that, or?
Like we said, we approach every game the same. Really prepare for the games the same. We just, this game in particular, was a great one. Me having that, play at Miami, but nothing personal against them.
Colin Klein.
It was good. I mean, we've talked. I mean, it's been, I think what I've said the past couple weeks is just trying to get off to a better start, and we finally did that of, converting into touchdowns on the first couple drives, and then came out in the third quarter, in the first drive of the third quarter, being able to cash one in. So it's very important for momentum. It gives support to our defense. And then we're trying to be as consistent as we can. And we made some progress, but we're still working on it.
Colin, you probably answered this already, but I got here late.
That's all right.
What happened on that backwards pitch play? What was that?
Man,
people can't hear you roll your eyes.
Right. No, I mean, it's one of those things. If it works, then we're skipping down the street and sweet play. We just missed.
Will that play ever see the light of day again in your career?
We may have lost that opportunity. I don't know. We'll see. But
it's fun in practice, I'm sure. It's an and-one mixtape type play where you guys can at least have fun with, right?
I mean, like I said, if it works, we're heroes, and we just missed, but that's all right.
Along the same lines, though, who was calling the plays for the offense today?
Oh, I think Coach Demo and Coach Miller, and I check some things, but it's a collective effort.
Okay. Hey, Colin, you used a couple of five-line sets today, mm-hmm. a little bit more than you have in the past. What kind of opportunities does that give you in the passing game, and do you like using it?
I love it. It's, again, just something else to have in our toolbox. And, it really, especially with us, is just, like I said, just something different that people maybe haven't seen as much, and gives us some different opportunities that we'll try to take advantage of and just see kind of how that package develops.
Gives you some in the run game too, doesn't it? I mean, I think the first time you did it, you mm-hmm. took off. That was a designed run, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was also curious, in the first drive, when you had that kind of lengthy run where you broke a couple tackles, was that nice for you, and did that give you confidence moving forward?
Oh, I think we were just trying like heck to score, and if the ball's in my hands, I'm going to do everything I can to get in the end zone, and just like anybody that would carry it. So again, it was just, we're just scratching and clawing, trying to get better. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Talk about the progression your passing game, game two from game one.
Oh, I mean, we did make some improvement. I mean, a few things here and there again, though, that we're just going to try to improve on. And I think we all got overall just more in the rhythm of the game across the board, not just, in that respect. But I think that really helped, and it was very good to feel like. So.